Two interviews scheduled this week, both politicians, one a lefty and the other a righty, with a dental appointment this morning. Which of the three scenarios do you think will make my gums bleed the most? Keep in mind, I took the time to read the comments on social media after Ontario's majority conservative government raised the minimum wage to $15.50 an hour, 2 months before the provincial election. The mood is grim with a dark shadow of dire economic projections. Even the ultra-rich are worried they might not be able to have as many cars and houses. I'm thinking the chat with the lefty might be more painful, partly because I actually believe in a social contract concept that shares a fair chunk of wealth to develop community from the bottom up. We will stand on some common ground from the outset. During my time, I've developed a belief we're stronger if we make access to opportunity equitable, ladders to climb and a boost to get going, etc., and stronger yet if there are safety nets to help those who fall. It's just a better world when people feel there is a chance to improve their lot with some confidence that effort pays dividends. Everything from that point on is merely about the degrees to which this should be defined and what balance produces the best outcomes for the most people. I'm not of the ultra-progressive ilk, though, of those who believe social engineering comes in the shape of a legislative club to force cultural changes. And I don't think everybody should be given everything their heart desires. Take two young people, make one work for incremental improvements in quality of food, lodging, and opportunities for advancement, but give the other person a free ride. All things being equal, I'm fairly sure we know which one will likely end up with a more resilient and productive character and which one will be fairly useless. And it's probably the same whether you use subjects drawn from poor or rich homes. But there is a fine line between a merit-based and reward-instilled system and one that enslaves people with perpetual work as gains are gobbled up by cost-of-living increases. As for the righty, well, those conversations can be painful as well depending on how far entrenched they are in the capitalist ways. Private enterprise is essential, no doubt, and great things can be accomplished when the profit motive attracts investment pools capable of floating mega-projects. But I have yet to see a so-called private corporation succeed without public subsidy, whether it was appropriated resources, government infrastructure, or financial inducement, tax breaks and grants. And having a healthy, trained workforce at the ready doesn't come without a price. Probably the hardest part of talking politics with some right-leaning individuals is cutting through the myths about successful businesses doing it by themselves. They sometimes decry the union contracts that pay workers well with benefits but don't recognize that those are the customers who can afford to buy their products and services. They often don't see how taxes pave the roads their trucks run along to deliver parts or reach markets. And once in a while, they get a little flustered when other people value a forest that stands, more than one clear cut. Most of my pain is born from the reality people on the right and left spend too much energy working in the opposite direction, rather than finding the middle ground. It seems they think it has to be one way or another, even though logic and practicality require it be a bit of both. I believe the keyword going forward should be collaboration, and instead of a linear left-right political spectrum, we should be thinking in terms of a circle where we meet in the middle. P.S. Tonight at 6 p.m., the city of North Bay, Callander, East Ferris and Powassan are hosting a municipal candidate information night at the Sam Jacks Recreational Complex, West Ferris Arena. There are 35 in-person spots available if you pre-register or a virtual online connection, see the notice here. PSS fundraisers for Ukraine this week include the Vest Project organizing a pierogies for peace event at the Rorab Shrine Club on Sunday. See details here. Also, there is an art auction effort for the Red Cross put together by Lees and Bob King at King's Framing and Art Gallery. See details here. Dave Dale is a veteran journalist and columnist who has covered the North Bay area for more than 30 years. Reader responses meant as letters to the editor can be sent to editor at betaday.ca. To contact the writer directly, email Dave Dale at backinthebay.ca or check out his website www.smalltowntimes.ca.